Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. I want to talk to you about speech. I think you'll find this challenging. From James 3:8, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Wow, the tongue, so small yet so powerful. With it today you can lift someone out of the deepest despair or inject hatred and destruction into their world. The Bible tells us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Wow. Today, what do you feel needs to be said? In your workplace, your school, even at home, maybe in your family. When the true power of our words and the way we project them is considered, is it not time we started to harness this God-stated power and began to build people up instead of pulling them down today? The Bible says again, a kindly word turns aside wrath. How many times have you heard someone say, that was a beautiful speech, or in times of mourning, that was the right thing to say? I want to challenge you to call to mind someone in your world who is the most difficult. You may even have said, there's no talking to this person. Barriers can be broken down today, audio boo. You have the tongue. You have the words. You have the power and the responsibility. Listen, if wars can be begun or even finished with words, surely today, yes, even you can affect change. Speak words of love to the downcast. Encourage the weary. Elevate the depressed today. For in speaking words of kindness and love, you bring God into the situation. Yes, for God is love, and his power can soften even the most hard of hearts, transform the most unruly. Yes, today, audio boo, I want you to delight in the beautiful responsibility of wielding your words well. Speak love and manifest God and inspire incredible change today. Yes, you see, the Bible does tell us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Yes, so you speak goodness, speak love into people's life. Watch the transformation and watch the change. You know, because we speak things out and we believe. You look at Obama. Obama just gave a Nobel Peace Prize. It was inspiring, his speech. Yes, if you look at some of the great world leaders, the way they use their words, it can sway whole nations to war or out of war. So this is the responsibility you have today. Again, call to mind someone, maybe at work, am I speaking to you? Maybe at school, maybe at home, who is the most difficult? And as I've said, you may have said, there's no talking to this person, but barriers can be broken, audio. But in the name of Jesus, I implore you to inject goodness and love via your words into people's lives. This is a tremendous responsibility. And now that I've told you, you have no excuse not to, if you follow what I mean. I mean, the digital media, this platform is wonderful. The privilege to be able to speak to you. Hallelujah. Consider all the other websites where people communicate. Communication is so important. So the words that you say are tremendously powerful. Today, audio boo, say the most beautiful things. Say kind things. Let's spread some goodness. Let's spread some love. I'm not talking just pipe dreams. We know. Some of the world leaders, some of the people who've gone to war, the tremendous sway that words have. So today, use your words well. Hallelujah, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. But remember, a kindly word turns aside wrath. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England, challenging and blessing you today. Amen.